Ben, tell us a little bit about how the community is getting involved with different sports, aside from your usual ones, the cricket, footy and netball.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've sort of been very focused in my own personal life around those serious sort of sports, as we label them serious. But as you sort of start to transition, like I'm in my early 40s now and you can't play those kind of sports forever, so you've got to sort of look at something new to sort of get involved in. So it's just been a real eye-opener, actually, to see what's actually potentially out there, looking at where the funding's going to head going forward as well. We've got some great things happening in regards to just in our local area here, some bushwalking, sort of bike riding initiatives out at Napperby, Nelshaby. Some money's going to be spent down in the local sort of beachfront here in Piri, just some walking trails and bike tracks and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, how do we get people sort of connecting back into the to the facilities that will be available is going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's really just, and there's a lot of little things as well where we're just trying to get, all sports are trying to get into the schoolyard so we can just create those that interest within the schoolyard and then find those pathways for people to actually find what they're going to be happy doing. So, yeah, it's more than just one, two or three options. I think there's going to be multiple things to do,
yeah,
and which is going to be exciting for people to have those choices, I believe. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
What do you think are the main strengths with how the community is embracing sport and, I guess, the councils or whatnot? What do you see as the main strengths at the moment and the main challenges that we need to overcome?
Obviously, the challenge, massive challenge has been the lockdown of COVID, getting people out of their sort of hibernation phase, I suppose you can call it, and getting people back out there. And, yeah, it's easy to be sort of excluded from sort of friendships and stuff like that. Sort of we've all gone to technologies with Facebooks and Messenger and all that kind of stuff. So just get those people back out and sort of face to face and get them all out in the community again and feeling part of a team and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a really good question actually. And there's many ways I could probably answer it, but yeah, that's just basically just getting people, putting on events that don't seem too overwhelming. But like for example, some nice easy kind of come out and sort of just get things moving again kind of events rather than just sort of trying them into a marathon straight away kind of thing. So that crawl before you walk before you run mentality, really. So yeah, just trying to get people up and about and just get some interest going again. So yeah, it's a gradual build, I believe, after what we've been through as a community, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Now going back to the sports that we labelled a little bit earlier as the serious sports, or the ones that have, you know, been really popular over the years in the country, the footy, cricket, netball, I'm curious to know, how do you see the health of those sports and the way they're organised at the moment compared to years past?
Yeah, it's quite a... That's another fantastic question, actually. From my sort of... I still follow a lot of the sports very sort of seriously and just watch and sort of keep an eye on things. So, for example, I think the cricket's going through a really good transition phase at the moment where we've had a bit of a lull with our participation, obviously. The cricket community's done a lot of great work, actually, with the junior pathways and stuff they've brought through now. That I think most of the associations are quite healthy in the junior space. There probably was a little bit of a resistance around the importance of what the junior cricket provided. So I feel like now, just in Piri, for example, and I've got some good friends over running the Rangers sort of leagues, the Rocky River leagues, there's some real good participation coming through, and in the girls' space as well. So, yeah, the numbers are there. It's now just been how to keep them coming through and obviously give them that quality experience so they can improve their game and then obviously be lifelong cricketers. So I'm currently playing in the local comp here in Piri, and it's the standards probably dropped away a tad just over the last year or two, but I generally feel in the next year or two it's just about to start lifting again because we've got a really young crop of young lads coming through that are just getting that experience like you need to. Yeah, and I can really see in a few years' time the standard will pick up again, and that's what we're sort of all hoping for. So, yeah.
And you mentioned something there as well, which is around women's sport. I know Northern Areas women's footy is about to kick off. I think that's happening in February. And with the WAFL, I guess interest in women's footy has exploded over the last few years. Can you explain a little bit about how that's going to change sports over the next 10 years or so in the regions?
Oh, yeah, it's fairly exciting, I would say, with the cricket and the football that obviously... I think they've been very smart and very strategic around how they've programmed their events. They're not sort of playing football versus netball on a Saturday, for example, so they can have to choose one or the other. I think they've been very clever around how they have it pre-season sort of going to their winter sports. They have it on a Friday night. That way it sort of doesn't cannibalise the other sport. They can choose to play both sports, which I think is very clever with the programming.
Yeah.
So rather than sort of compete for the same participants. There's only a certain pot of participants we can use, but being able to give them options to be able to play on different time slots and rather than compete against each other's sport. So hats off to the people that have sort of programmed that. I've sort of had a bit of a look at the girls' football out at Crystal Brook. It's been a fantastic event, actually, and from what I've heard and from conversations I've had, there could be some expansion as well around the programming, potentially taking some games over to Piri. I know there's some Port Augusta teams that travel up, Central Augusta bring a couple of women's teams up. So just with the programming, obviously when you can sort of put that event on around different areas, it sort of creates that more interest as well when people can see it sort of in person rather than sort of here on the grapevine. So, yeah, I believe that there's only upwards and onwards and upwards from here, that's for sure, where, yeah, it's pretty exciting to think what it was a few years ago to, yeah, like you said, in 5 and 10 years' time, I think it's just going to be quite a big event. So, yeah, it's excellent. Really good.